Closing in on a deal, it has been 267 days since Congress passed the CARES Act. And tonight, top leaders from both parties are signaling that they are closer than ever to getting aid to millions of Americans. News Nation correspondent Joe Kalia live for us in Washington, D.C. tonight with a look at where negotiations stand right now. Joe.
Yeah, Marnie, and those negotiations are still happening as we speak. And sources that we've been talking to throughout the day were, frankly, a little bit more optimistic earlier in the day that we might potentially even have some specifics of a deal, at least in practice, that could be released tonight. Well, unfortunately, that's not going to be the case for details tonight. It seems like it's a little late for that. But we do know the basics of what we're working with here. And this is going to sound familiar, but the deal, the basics of it right now are in the neighborhood of a $900 billion package. Essentially, this is the same bill that we've been reporting on earlier in the week, plus stimulus checks. So the stimulus checks you may see are anywhere between $600 and $1,200. They may be reduced from the last period, and we're not exactly sure about income thresholds. People who make more may end up getting less. Those details are not available to us yet. But again, some of the other stuff does sound familiar. Unemployment benefits. If you were unemployed, those may be extended 16 more weeks. And if you were getting $600 checks at one point, this round may be $300 in additional money there. Also, $300 billion in PPP funding for small businesses. That seems to have bipartisan support. Nobody is arguing with that at this point. And we're also talking about $82 billion for schools so that students can go back, and it would essentially allow schools to become safer for the pandemic, and also $16 billion for testing and for vaccine distribution. Again, those are the basics of it. Now, the thing that's complicating these negotiations is that Congress is dealing with two crises at the same time. You've got another government shutdown looming. They're trying to deal with that and pass what's called an omnibus bill, essentially a big, giant funding bill to keep the government going while they're also negotiating these COVID measures. We're told by our sources a vote may come as late as this weekend, potentially even Monday or Tuesday of next week. So we're keeping an eye on all of that, but that is the latest there on these COVID relief measures. Reporting live tonight in Washington, Joe Kalia, News Nation.